From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Over the past several years, there has been both an overt and a less obvious amount of bad blood circulated amongst this community. It almost seems intrinsic that families and communities develop attitudes and opinions which can be forcefully held. It seems that the expansion of the various social media platforms have taken some of the overheated rhetoric from the internet bulletin boards and allowed it to proliferate within interest groups. Amateur radio has not been devoid of this migration of excessive language. Over the years, at various times, I have cautioned about the use of language which importunes the reputation of people after the successful defamation case in Western Australia, where emails were taken to have damaged the reputation of the successful litigant. Now, if the rumour mill is correct, sadly it would seem that there has been another successful defamation case over matters which are published on the internet. This case appears to involve two radio amateurs. Now, I say this is an alleged case, as I have not been able to verify any details, but I have seen posting which would suggest that the parties involved are known to others in the radio community. I would like to remind all listeners that not only matters which are published by being printed or communicated electronically can be actionable, if they reflect on someone's reputation or on a business reputation. That cosy chat on the air, which is available to all the listeners with suitable rigs and scanners, can also put your life savings at risk. We need to remember the motto from the wartime, "Loose lips sink ships," except it is the metaphorical canoe in which we are sitting that is at risk. Part of the issue is that the cost of defending a case of defamation can be more costly than any payout awarded. Often the legal advice is to settle the claim for the least amount and move on with life. This is a serious subject, and one that we should not disregard. Some of the comments that I have seen on the internet make the hairs on the back of my neck curl, and some of the statements made on air, and particularly 11 metres, make the blood rush to my head by the sheer danger they could pose to the person speaking. I mention CB in this context because there are many operators who use the citizens' bands as well as the amateur bands, and this includes people you may hear on the WIA news broadcasts. I believe we all need to take the proverbial chill pill and remember the words of the amateur's code. If we show respect, we should receive respect of our fellows. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From VK4WIA, this is Q News. I'm Ed Durant, DD5LP, VK2JI. Q News can be heard every weekend worldwide via the internet podcast. Simply search for Q News in your favourite podcatcher app or online.
Hello, Graham, VK4BB here. We've got the social scene for 2021. Now, due to the ongoing COVID-19 situation, please check these events direct for up-to-date status information. It's the TARC Australia Day Long Week Family Radio Camp, Thursday afternoon 21 to Tuesday afternoon 26 of January at the Girl Guides Association of Queensland Campsite and Training Centre Bluewater. The 13th of February between 10 and 2, a Weissen event at the Ipswich and District Radio Clubhouse. VK2 Wyong Field Day, February 28. Red Fest 2021 happens April 10. The Clareview Gathering, 30th of April to Monday morning, the 3rd of May. Central Highlands Amateur Radio Club's Theresa Creek Campout is on from Friday the 28th till Sunday the 30th of May. And just about wrapping up the 2021 year will be a Lara meet in Bendigo, October 1 through 4. Now till next we meet, I'm Graham, VK4BB. Thanks for listening to Q News.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.